Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Joining us now is Claire Slattery, the executive director of the Lake Zurich Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Claire. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Nice to be here.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're able to join us, although your phone's cutting out a little bit. Let's see how this goes, and hopefully we don't have to reconnect. You know, we like to talk about some of the best things in the Midwest, and today our hometown is Long Grove. That's the area you're operating in, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And tell me about the Chamber of Commerce. Who are your members in general? What kind of businesses do you represent?
Well, we are an area chamber, so we cover Lake Zurich, Hawthorne Woods, Killdeer, Deer Park, and Long Grove. And so while we have businesses from, you know, all over those areas, we also have 5% of our members are from really anywhere around the area. Anyone who wants to, you know, promote their services and products to our residents in our community.
Is that considered a suitcase community? Is there a lot of manufacturing? Are people living and working out there? What's the sort of the dynamic of business and residential there?
Oh, it's very much a mix. We do have a large manufacturing park, but it's very much a mix. And, you know, we have a few hotels, but a lot of businesses, a lot of areas to shop and explore.
Talking with Claire Slattery, the executive director at the Lake Zurich Area Chamber of Commerce, which is just a little bit northwest of downtown Chicago. And you mentioned that there's manufacturing out there. There's also folks that commute into the city. Talk a little bit about the economy out that way. How are things going? Can you kind of put a stamp on that for us, Claire?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it sounds better now.
Yeah. Yeah, so, oh my gosh, the businesses are booming. A lot of openings. In the last year, you know, just in Long Grove, we have seen a ton of businesses open just right off on Robert Parker Coffin Road over by the Covered Bridge. Those buildings are all pretty much filled up. And, you know, Chamber is known for doing their ribbon cuttings for new businesses. So we've done a lot of them this past year.
Is it mom and pop shops? Is it larger businesses? Talk about that.
It's really anyone. Yeah, it's mom and pop, but it's also the bigger. You know, you might have like an assisted living place that's, you know, opening or remodeling. So there might be some milestones, ribbon cuttings that we do. But anytime you have something to celebrate, we're there to help that business, no matter the size.
Is Long Grove the driver of tourism and a lot of the commerce out that way?
You know, all of the areas we represent really have something really neat to offer. I mean, you go to Long Grove, of course, it's got the historic charm and a lot of new businesses. But Lake Zurich also has a lot of, you know, cute little quaint shops in different areas. It's not as compact as Long Grove, but, you know, it's still got a lot of stuff. And then you go into, you know, to Deer Park and Killdeer, and that corridor along the 12 there is really consists of shopping. And they have the outdoor town, you know, town center that has all the big box stores. So you really can get anything from as quaint to Long Grove in Long Grove to as big box in, let's say, Deer Park and Lake Zurich.
I wonder if people would consider, like, they might go to Geneva or the Quad Cities or Galena, say, for a weekend of shopping. Would they kind of target the Long Grove, Lake Zurich area? And then where would they stay? I wonder how they would do that.
Well, I mean, in Deer Park, which is really down the street from Long Grove, you've got the Hampton. You've also got the Holiday Inn in Lake Zurich. And those two are your mainstays for traveling. I mean, Long Grove is really only a handful of minutes down the 22, in Route 22. So everything is really easily accessible.
What's on the chamber calendar for 2026? Do you have some events or activities?
Yeah, we have a lot of education coming up. We have a lot of educational events, including AI for business and you know, employee retention. We also have our Women's Leadership Initiative, which we're doing a training academy for women. And then in March, we have a seminar called Breaking Barriers, and that's for women and minority owners. It's kind of help them jump some of the hurdles that they have in taking their business to the next level.
Right.
And then lastly, we've got a Civics Bee going on. The Civics Bee is targeted for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And if you believe this, the first place prize, if you make it to national, is $100,000 and a 529 plan for that student.
Okay. I guess I'm I don't qualify for that, but that is...
Neither do I.
That's remarkable. And so that's is that an essay contest? What is that?
Yeah, it's an essay. It's a civic-minded essay. And so, yeah, they write their essays, turn them in by February 3rd, and then hopefully we're one of the only chambers in Lake, McHenry, and Cook to be offering this regional championship. And of course, it is a national level, but for our region, we'll pick the top 20 finalists, and then they'll compete to go on to state.
Boy, I wonder what a kid would say these days about civics. I mean, that's I don't want to say a charged topic, but it's always been important and maybe more important now than ever. It would be interesting to see or read. Maybe you could share with us down the road what some of the kids are saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we did it last year for the first time, and some of the topics, a lot of them were around STEM, believe it or not. They kind of kept it pretty even keeled. Some of them were around the traffic projects that are, you know, pending and in the area. And then, you know, you had some more controversial topics, but they keep it pretty good. They keep it pretty clean and lighthearted. So
I suppose the AI topic will be of interest to everybody these days, too. I'm not surprised to hear you're helping your business owners work on that area as well. Claire Slattery is the executive director of the Lake Zurich Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm glad we were able to reconnect. Claire, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.